Hi, I'm here at the Edinburgh Fringe, joined by Brett Goldstein. Hi, Brett.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Great, thanks.
Good. He just came in and thought he was here for an hour podcast, and I've just broke the news that it's like 2 minutes, so you don't have to do much.
I'm delighted.
Are you? Good.
Well, no, I mean, so far this is an amazing interview.
It's going great. So let's talk about Burning Man, your show this year. It's been talked about all over the place. It's getting really good. Like, I'm just hearing people talk about it all the time. So how's it going?
It's been going very nice. People have been very nice in the audience. I would like that to continue. As long as an audience is good, I think I sometimes think audiences don't realise how much, if they are good, they will get such a good show.
Yeah.
And if they're difficult, they will get a difficult show because it's hard to play with. But if they're up for it, it's like, oh, you can.
So when you have an audience that comes in, are you like, what makes that the difference? Is it like the age? What is it for you?
No, it's a lottery. It's a lottery, but it's like, I don't know. I really don't know because it's different every single night. And there's a different sort of feeling when you come on stage. And you can tell. Sometimes you can tell by the cheer at the very beginning how much fun you're going to have. Like, if it's a big clap to come on stage, you go, oh, they're up for it. They're really up for it. If it's not, you think, okay, it's going to take 10 minutes. It's going to take 10 minutes to get them up to the level you would like, hopefully, at maximum. Or you're going to have a terrible show for an hour.
And then you're like, great, this is the start. This is how it's going.
Yeah.
Does it kind of put more pressure on you if they are a bit difficult to just try even harder?
Yeah, of course, because you want everyone to have a good time. And sometimes you have to force that. Sometimes you have to grind them into a fucking good time.
Oh, God. I'm scared. So Burning Man, how much can you tell me about it? Because I don't want to obviously ruin your show, but what's it about?
The show was sort of about a lot of things, but it started with my mum after the last show that I did that I'd worked really hard on and blah, blah, blah. When I finished it, my mum said to me, what's it for? And it ruined my life. And I thought, I don't have an answer for you. And I sort of, the show's kind of trying to answer that question. And it talks about drugs, and it talks about sex criminals, and then eventually I end up at the Burning Man Festival, which is a hippie commune-type festival that happens in the desert in America. And I said I'd go. It's always in August, and I always do Edinburgh. So last year I thought, I'm going to go Burning Man instead.
Because you had a year out last year.
Yeah. And I thought, worst-case scenario, I'll get a show out of it. Worst case!
And you did!
Yeah.
So Burning Man, it sounds like an amazing festival. You can't tell me too much about it, I suppose. Are you a festival person? Is this kind of in your character to go to these things, or was it quite a different thing?
I don't know that it's in my character. I do like to sort of chase a story.
Yeah.
I'll see where. I like an adventure. I mean, and I wouldn't say it comes naturally to me because I'm always terrified, but I do think, well, that's going to be a fucking good story, isn't it?
That's what you want for the comedy at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to go and see some of the stuff at the Fringe this year?
I have. I've just started seeing some shows.
What can you recommend?
I can always recommend Lou Sanders.
Oh, love her. She's mental. She's brilliant.
She's the greatest. I love her. She's amazing. I saw her show. Gaines Family Gift Shop was brilliant, but I don't think they need. I think they're sold out forever. But I don't know if I should say that because maybe they aren't.
Yeah, let go and see it.
Go and see it. Finn Taylor is very funny, and I saw some ballet.
Did you? Yeah, that's different, isn't it?
Yeah,
was it good?
I mean, I don't understand it, but it looked nice.
Love that. That is great. Yeah, I need to go and branch out. I'm just seeing stand-up comedians all the time, and I'm like, I went to go and see Gobsmack today, which is a sort of a cappella beatbox thing. It was amazing. Like, beatboxing's so cool.
Yeah.
It's like, it's great.
Stick a ballet in.
Yeah, I might go and... Well, I'm leaving tomorrow, actually. Yeah. I can't. But maybe next time. So where can people see your show?
At the Pleasance Courtyard, 9:30.
Great. Thanks, Brett Goldstein.
Thanks so much.